they're going to get the best of the best. And yeah, that's what I want to do and continue to work on a daily basis, is give somebody the best the world has to offer.
At the age of 22 in 2017, Nick Clausen founded Threads, a premier fashion boutique located in Trail, BC. With the slogan, "Quality never goes out of style," Threads presents premium men's and women's contemporary streetwear with a concept for everybody. Nick stands poised to expand upon his reach, bringing a unique blend of fashion, culture, and passion to the world. In his spare time, he plays beer league hockey and loves finding a good series to binge on Netflix. Please help me welcome to the podcast, Nick Clausen.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Good. How are you, Kara?
I am dandy.
Thanks for having me tonight.
Oh, thank you for being
this
here.
This is super, super awesome and
so
cool.
So fun, right?
Yeah, super fun.
So we also talked about you playing beer league hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're a goalie.
I am.
You've always been a goalie. Are you still playing goal?
No, it's a little story behind that. No, I'm not.
What?
No, because I started playing in net when I was like 6 or 7,
yeah,
whenever
totally.
You could start. Yeah. And then I played up until grade 12,
mm-hmm.
And then I took some years off, but this guy came in on a beer league team that I know. He's like, "Hey, do you want to come play hockey?"
Like, he came into the store?
Yeah. Okay, like, yeah, a customer. And he's like, "Hey, do you want to, because we're short guys, whatever, do you want to, like," and this was in like October, so like when the season started, and this just happened this year.
Oh, okay.
So I just started playing beer league.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, "Yeah, but I don't have like much gear anymore, like I'd have to." He's like, "Oh no, as a player." I'm like, "Oh, that might be kind of fun." And I mean, beer league is just kind of, it's just fun, right? It's
did
just
you like, ever play player like out?
Like, so like I started playing hockey when I was like 3 or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I started out, and then by like 5 or 6 or whenever I got my first set of pads, I was in net from day one. But anyways, long story short, I'm a player for the Hooches beer league team.
Nice. Okay, let's get into it.
Yes.
You, right now you're 25.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you opened Threads,
I was 22.
You're 22.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what was it like, like starting your own company and opening a clothing store when you were 22? Like, did you have any idea what you were getting yourself into?
Yeah. I mean, and I'll probably bring this up quite a bit, but my dad, I've been living in the retail biz for all my, like, it's literally all I know.
Right.
As my sister, but I think more me, just because I was around, like, I loved going into the store.
Yeah.
And I loved hanging out with the boys and stuff. Like, after school, right, I would go in and just hang out.
So, but Nick's dad has started a sports store. I guess
sports
you could
store.
Explain what it
yeah.
is. Yeah.
My dad, back in 82, I think, he started a sports store in Trail, BC as well, with a brother of his. And then it kind of just grew and But anyways, he's my mentor. He's like,
right,
he's my go-to. Like, he knows everything and anything about business. Like, I like to say he has a doctorate in business without going to school.
Right.
Just because he's been around it forever and ever and ever and ever. So what happened was, is like in high school, you know, when the universities and the schools come to your high school and then they do their thing.
Like a trade show or
sure,
fair
whatever,
or whatever.
The fair, yeah. Sure. I noticed Mount Royal, and I noticed it was a university because they just switched to university back in like, because I graduated in 2012. And I think it switched in like 2010 or 2009 something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "Oh, that's cool." So like I grabbed one of their pamphlet things and then I brought it home and I'm like, "Oh yeah." And I was looking through it and I noticed they offered criminal justice as like a degree program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "Oh, that seems pretty cool," because I knew I didn't want to do like sciences. I knew I didn't want to do business.
Right.
on it, like I didn't know what the hell I wanted to do, but I knew I had to pick something and go with it. So I saw that, and then I went on Google and I researched it, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like, I could maybe see myself being like a cop or a border guard or something like that. Like, whatever. I'm 17.
Yeah.
So.
And also, no one knows what the hell they want to do when they're 17.
No, it's unless you're like, insane. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Wayne Gretzky or like Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Or like someone that's so driven that knows they want to be a doctor and they love biology and all, you know?
Totally.
But like, who the hell.
Like normal people don't know that.
Normal people.
90% of people.
Yeah.
Not normal. Yeah. 90% of people don't know that.
Don't know what they want to do.
Yeah.
So honestly, like pretty, I just said, sure. So I applied, whatever, got in, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then the next September I went to Calgary and I went to Mount Royal. I was 17 at the time when I moved away. It was, looking back, it was far, I don't think I was mature enough to be away. Because that's like young, 17 is like, I think, I mean, you have, like, where we're, like the Kootenays, there's not like, you pretty much have to go away to do something, right?
I know.
And I, 100%, like, you have to experience things and you have to do stuff. And like I said, I don't regret anything I've done.
Right.
Nothing. Well, maybe a few things, but
that's a different podcast. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
In the big picture. But anyways, I went away and then I was like year three or so, and I never liked school, and I didn't really like, there were some cool things about it, but I was just like, I was not invested, and I didn't see an end goal.
Right.
And for me, that's super hard not to see like an end or have a goal at the end.
I think that's hard for everyone.
When I'm just like going in it and just like going to class and I don't see any purpose.
Yep.
And I didn't have a purpose in life. And I feel like everyone needs a purpose, no matter if it's your day job or a hobby or something.
Preach, Nick.
Right?
Preach it.
Kara, you feel me.
I feel you. That's exactly what the point is of this whole podcast.
The whole podcast, yes.
Yeah,
and so many people struggle, and everybody struggles, and it's not all roses and whatever. But anyway, so I just didn't see an end goal, and I was just like floating, literally just floating and just scraping by and stuff, and by that time I was 22, I guess, when I was like, I need to reevaluate stuff and adjust, and I didn't think, and I was kind of like done with the city, and I missed home and I missed the Kootenays and that lifestyle, because as you can plainly say as well, it's two different lifestyles.
Crazy. Like
the Kootenays and the city,
totally.
Right? As you were born in the Kootenays and now you live in Calgary, Alberta.
Yeah.
It's great for some people are love the city. And I just knew I spent 5 years in Calgary, and then I knew it just, I was done with it and
that
I
was
wanted
enough.
To move home. And so fast forward to February of whatever year, 2017.
Yeah.
February 2017, I moved back home with nothing. And I was like, now what the hell am I going to do?
Totally.
Like I'm never going to say I wasted these years, because I learned so much about myself, and I experienced things, and it was, like I said, in that regard, I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't do what I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved back home, and I was like, what am I going to do? So I was like, I guess I need to get a job of some sort. So I, when I was in school in Calgary, I did some security work for Hudson's Bay. Anyway, so when I was looking for jobs and stuff, I ended up getting a job at the hospital here
in
Trail for being the security guard. So I had to get a new security license and all that stuff anyways. And then I knew deep down I didn't want to do that.
That's the point of why you left Calgary because you didn't want to do
that. Yeah. But I knew I had to like do something. And I mean, a lot of long talks and long thinks and stuff. And I was just like, I gotta, and it's, I was talking with my mom, and she's like, she asked me a question. I'll never forget this. And she was like, Nick, what do you want to do? What would you want to do?
Yeah. Like take all obstacles away. What would you do?
And I'm like, Mom, I've always, and I've never told anybody this.
You heard it here first, folks.
Right. I have always wanted to open up a clothing store. And I'm like, I just would love to do that. And she's like, okay. Anyways, and then I was just like, I think it's the right time to do this. I saw an opening for something like this in Trail, where it's a quality clothing store that's different. And I wanted to bring something different that no one has seen before. And so I rented the building that we're sitting in today. I renovated it as much as I could do myself. I guess I should back up and say before I did any of that, I researched lines that I would potentially want, and I honestly just started phoning customer service of companies like such as like Levi's and being like, hey, I'm from Trail BC, blah, blah, blah. I want to open up a clothing store. How would I get in contact with your Western Canadian sales rep?
Right.
And so I would send emails and blah, blah, blah. Anyways, that's, and so I kind of lined up lines, and then I was like, I guess I'm going for this.
No, I just had a question when you said that. Because, like Trail is super small.
Right.
And so when you said you were like, I saw an opening for like a premier fashion boutique kind of in Trail, like what do you mean by that? Like, how did you know it would do so, well here?
And that's the thing. Like I said, at the start, any business you're going to do any, no matter what it is, it's a risk. And this was a huge, major risk.
Yeah.
And I knew that I wanted to do this, and I knew that it wasn't going to be easy, and I knew I had to be absolutely all in, and I wouldn't want it any other way. So, I mean, I didn't know it was going to work. I had no idea. I just knew there was nothing like this, and I wanted to bring something like this to not only Trail, but like the Kootenays, where there's men's and women's and just quality clothing basically. So no, I didn't know it was gonna work, and I still take every day by day and just go just grind and
totally.
I didn't know it was gonna work, and I'm just thankful and I'm blessed to be able to be here every
where
day.
You are Hey guys, we're just going to take a quick break from the conversation with Nick. Normally, I would plug the Karis COVID joke of the day here. However, when I was looking up jokes, because I'm sorry, I don't make them all up myself, okay? I'm not that good. There's actually this project that I found called Joy for All Project, and it's these high school students that created a 1-800 number that has pre-recorded jokes on it. So if you want to hear a COVID joke, you need to call 1-877-569-4255. That's 1-877-JOY-4-ALL. And of course, if you or somebody that you know would be a good fit to advertise with me on this podcast, please slide into my DMs. And with that, we will get back to the conversation with Nick. So obviously, like, you're really passionate about the clothes you have here, and you kind of saw your dad, I guess, like, do...
Yeah, this, retail. Like, retail is like... And I feel like... With Threads in my store, what I really pride myself on is our customer service. And I feel like that's what 100% needs to be done, especially when you're selling higher end clothing. You need to educate people on why they should buy an $80 t-shirt rather than a $5 t-shirt, right?
Totally.
And that's what when I say I'm passionate about it, that's what I absolutely love to do. I love to inform and educate people. And I mean, my dad had to do the same thing because he was selling higher end bikes, in a place where there never was higher end bikes.
Right.
So he kind of had to, and I mean, like I said, I grew up with that and I grew up watching my dad. And I think it was honestly just like a learned behavior. I absolutely just love talking to people about clothes.
I know.
I love it. And it's crazy. It just oozes from me. It just makes me feel so happy when I'm able to make somebody happy with just something so small. I don't know.
That's crazy. You're really unique in that way because
I think it just all goes, like, I just feel so every day, like, I come to work and I just feel so happy and lucky and blessed to be able to do this because, like, it's just something, I work so hard for this to work, and I don't take a day for granted, and
I don't think a lot of people can say that. I think that's so cool. But like you said, it was a lot of hard work to get here. It's not like it's easy.
No.
And people can just like, okay, go start something and then you're happy all of a sudden. Like, it doesn't work like that.
It's funny because like, looking back now, I would never invest in someone that's going to do something half-ass.
Right.
I wanted to be all in.
Right.
You either go all in or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no in between. And like, I'm here every day. And like I said, I think customer service is a huge, huge, huge thing that, especially for my business. Mm-hmm. And that when people come into Threads, they know what they're going to get. They know they're going to get one of a kind shopping experience.
Totally.
They're going to get a clean store. They're going to get the best of the best. And that's what I want to do and continue to work on a daily basis is give somebody the best the world has to offer.
Well, as a Threads customer, I can attest to that. I got some of my Threads swag on today. Yeah,
you got Threads swag. You're what we call a Threads girl.
Hey.
You're a Threads girl.
We got a
GIF for that. Is it a GIF or GIF?
I asked somebody this yesterday. Is it a GIF or a Jiffy? I don't know.
Do you say?
I think I kind of alternate between both because I'm not sure. I don't want to mess it up.
Right.
I usually say like Giphy.
What about when you read it? Like in your head? You know, if you're like reading it?
Yeah. I don't know. Let me read the word. No, I'm just kidding. I think I say GIF.
GIF. Yeah, I say GIF.
Yeah, I say GIF and Giphy. Yeah.
I say GIF.
Yeah.
When I'm like reading it or if like I never say it. It never comes up in like conversation.
So you have a Threads girl GIF?
Yeah, I have a few GIFs.
Oh my God, fun.
Do you know? You haven't seen them?
Apparently not, but we're going to take some pics after this and we can put some on the Instagram.
Yeah, if you like go on Instagram and then you go to like you like take a picture and you go to like the tools or whatever.
Yeah.
And you like go to the GIF and then you can type in.
Threads?
Like, you can search like Threads.
And oh my God.
My GIFs come up.
Oh my God,
like
you guys.
Threads girl and then there's like, it's like hashtag Threads girl. And Dope. Then there's like, yeah, there's some cool ones. Anyways.
You guys go to the Instagram. I'm going to put all the GIFs on the Instagram.
All of them. All of the GIFs.
I think it's like so important what you were saying about going like 100%, like all in.
Yes.
Because that's how I feel like with this podcast. This podcast is exactly like, I'm trying to get to where you're at where like I love what I do every single day.
You bought all the right stuff. Just for example,
exactly
people, and you can literally say this about your podcast or about opening up a clothing store. Like, you can throw up a sign and hope for the best and go with it. Totally. Or you can go all in and make it nice and make it super presentable.
And put your best effort in.
Absolutely. Where you're doing the same thing. Like, you bought the right stuff. You're not like just doing it on, like, you could have just probably done it on your laptop and used the speaker.
Totally.
Right?
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I think. And it honestly goes for any sort of business. Yeah.
I know. And that's exactly what I was going to say too. It's like, yeah, like I have, you know, somebody that's going to be helping me edit the podcast.
Yes.
And I'm going to have somebody help me do some of the social media stuff.
Yes.
And like, I already have a couple ads lined up.
Yeah.
And
it's like, which is awesome.
But like, I think that's where you and I are kind of wired the same way, is like failure is not really an option, and it's like calculated risk, like you
for
said.
For sure.
Right? Like,
absolutely.
It's a risk, but like I'll do my damn best to make sure I do everything to make this work. You know?
And there's going to be, it's not like there's going to be bumps along the road. It's not like there's going to be no fails. There's going to be some fails.
Yeah, of course.
There's going to be learning experiences. There's going to be stuff, shit comes up.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be stuff, but it's how you bounce back from that is how, it's
okay,
how you bounce back from it.
What are some of the setbacks that you've had to bounce back from?
Even just like ordering the wrong stuff, because like, I mean, when I go and do my bookings, which is when I order seasons ahead, because I have to look at the collections that I meet with the companies. I look at the collections that they're going to do, and then I pick what I think is going to do well in my store.
Right.
Again, it's a calculated risk, and I pick the stuff that I think, but I mean, I can't hit it right on the head every single time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that's a seasonal thing. If you play it smart and you take your time,
right,
and expand slowly, and just do it all within your means, there's going to be less and less of those errors.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, like less risk basically, but like kind of gradually, like
for sure,
more,
like,
and more, right?
Like you don't just, for an example, you don't open four stores at once.
No, of course not.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a big picture, yes. But it's just an example. Like, you don't do something like that, right?
Right.
You expand upon your reach.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that will eliminate a lot of errors. Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, I'm sure in retail, you get all types of like, people.
I mean, and that's, and that's another thing. Like, you have to, I deal with people on a daily basis, and I love dealing with people on a daily basis, and you have to treat I look back and it's like, I've learned so much, so much, like more than I even could have imagined, and it's just like, I'm literally just getting started, and it's crazy. But and it's people you have to deal with every situation differently, and every situation is you have to address everything different, and you have to address everything head on too. You don't put anything on the back burner.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What's been like the biggest learning that you've taken away from Threads? Like,
yeah, I mean, I learn every day. I think learning how to deal with my own mistakes.
Yeah. Like forgiving yourself for them?
Or
what do you mean?
No, like, it's kind of hard to explain, I think. My own hiccups. And not getting super worked up
totally
about things. You like, when you're in it, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember in like high school when like a class or like you know, somebody that you liked or like you weren't invited to a party or something, yeah, was like the biggest deal in the whole entire world. And my mom literally laughed at me once being like, you're stressed. Like I was in grade 10 and I was like, I'm just so stressed. And she was like, she laughed and she was like, about what?
Yeah, right.
And I would probably say that to a 15-year-old now too.
For sure. I would.
What the hell?
Yeah.
But it's like, we feel that all the time. Throughout our whole life.
It's just, it just, through the different stages of our lives, it just becomes different.
Yeah.
Right. And that's exactly it. Like it's, yeah, like, now I want to go home and not do anything, right?
I know.
So like
binge Netflix,
right? Yeah, binge our favorite shows. I know it's crazy. Yeah,
super crazy.
Yeah.
So okay, so you have had some pretty cool collaborations here with brands like Brunette.
Yeah,
and Smash
yeah,
and Test.
Brunette the label. Shout out
Brunette the label. Ayo. So what was the most monumental one for you?
I think it might be small to you guys, but like I it just happened about a month ago. I did a collab with Milk Jar Candle out of Calgary, Alberta.
Yeah.
They
love Milk Jar.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. 100% soy candles. Hanford in Calgary.
Plug it. Do it. Shout out.
I did a collab with them. I made my own scent. We created our own labels. We made our own name for the candle.
Do you have them here?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get one on my
yes.
way out.
They're awesome. I don't know why. I just like Holly, the owner. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just, and I love candles. And these candles are sweet, like the aesthetic of them and everything. They're dope. Anyways, if you find some Milk Jar, pick them up.
Okay, so if you were to have like a collaboration or like a partnership with like any label,
yeah, yeah,
like what would your absolute dream be?
Oh,
like Yeezy?
Man, yeah. Kanye. Yeah. Hey, Kanye, hit me up. that's a great question. I really like denim. Mm-hmm. And I love the culture behind denim, and it's such a huge, huge, huge thing. I think I would really like to design my own denim. But
I could see you doing that.
Yeah. That's a dream. That's a dream.
Okay.
It's a dream.
Okay.
But yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you were saying this before, you think that customer service is like really important.
Huge.
And I was going to say, I can attest because literally every item of clothing in this store, you have like, you're like, this came from here and it was made by this. And like, you just know every story and you have the coolest stories about all your clothes.
I'm always on the search for fresh stuff and new stuff. And like, whether I find it on Instagram or like, I somehow stumble upon it some way I'm always, bottom line is, I guess I'm always just kind of like looking.
Yeah. So if you get something new in, do you have to like replace it? Like, do you have to get rid of something else?
It all just depends on what it is.
Yeah.
Like it all just depends on what it is. And I mean, if I don't have to, I won't. Like if I don't have to, I won't.
Yeah.
So it all just depends. It just depends. I stick with my solid stuff and roll with it and expand on that and see what works, and adjust. I'm always adjusting and I'm always changing, like I said. And I think a lot of people or businesses become stale, and that's one thing that I absolutely do not want to do.
Right,
is become stale. And I'll make sure I won't.
Mm-hmm.
I just keep things fresh.
Totally.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, now's a good time. We're just going to take a quick pause and take a break to talk about our sponsor for this week's episode. Today's episode is sponsored by Martech Smart Solutions. Bring a little magic into your home with your next home build or renovation project with Martech Smart Solutions, offering professional home automation technology. A true smart system makes your life more convenient and your home safer, more comfortable, energy efficient, and easy to enjoy. Imagine crawling into bed and with the press of one button or voice command, have all the lights in the house turn off, blinds close, doors lock, and alarm systems armed, all automatically. Martech isn't your average electrical company, offering a full scope of wired solutions including automated lighting and window coverings, home audio, security systems and cameras, and complete system automation and integration. With an interactive showroom and complimentary consultations, Martech Smart Solutions works with you to bring the wow factor that you're looking for. Give them a call when you are planning on building new or renovating your existing home at 250-365-2115 and check them out on Instagram at Martech Smart Solutions. Okay, welcome back, you guys. I'm back here with Nick Clausen. We are sitting in Threads.
Hello.
Hello.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's hip hop happening?
What's good?
What's good? What it do?
What it do, baby?
What it do, baby? Okay. Okay. So I have a question.
Yes.
What impact has social media had on Threads? Because
huge.
You have a lot to say about this, don't you?
Can you tell?
Yeah. Tell me. Tell me.
Social media, it's a huge, huge, huge thing. Everybody knows about it. Everybody has it in some way or another.
Yeah.
It's been great for me because I personally don't have any social media. Like me personally, I just have my business social media because, I mean, I wouldn't have time for both, I guess.
Yeah.
But no, it's been great. It's awesome. I any business that can go on social media, which every business can, highly recommend because it's free advertising. It's literally just free advertising.
Yeah.
And that's a whole nother like side of the business now. Like,
absolutely.
I mean, when my dad was in business, there was no social media. So, or no websites or no internet for that.
Word of mouth was it.
Yeah. Right.
And like print ads.
And like print ads or radio.
Yeah. Right.
But, no, social media is absolutely huge. And like I said, it's just another side of the business.
Like it's another avenue.
It's another avenue. Really. And I mean, businesses like big businesses and small businesses, they have their own social media. They hire out. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, everything I can do from the get go, I did myself and I do my own social media, which I wouldn't want any other way.
Right.
And I have fun with it. And I think that's what you have to do with it.
Yeah.
You have to you have to have fun and you have to, so it's huge impact because I mean it's a super easy way when you get something new in, for example, to post it on there and to reach a mass amount of people in such a short time.
Exactly.
So that's how huge it is. Like you can post something on there and a huge amount of people see it in such a short time, and all from there sitting on their couch or on their bus or wherever.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, it's huge.
So how have you gotten like a huge amount of people to follow you and to see what you're posting?
I don't think I do. I think I would like more, obviously.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah, right? I guess
I should. Plug your Instagram at the end, everybody.
plug that. Hit the link. No.
Yeah.
Swipe up.
subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe. Click the link.
Yeah.
I guess it just goes back, and this might sound... but just from creating fresh stuff all the
time. You've been smart about it though too. Like you've done some contests and like
for sure. And that's huge. That's huge. And getting other brands to recognize you and to shout you out too is a huge thing.
Right.
And doing giveaways and doing hype stuff and just to hype your brand or your whatever,
because you've done like you're like a couple parties and stuff here where you like hyped it up on social media.
So like for example, we had Brunette the label come last spring, and we had a spring party with Brunette the label, which was super fun. Yeah, and I just like to, and that, I mean, yeah, it's just like the more people see something, the bigger it'll get. Yeah. Right? So it's.
Of course.
Yeah.
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 I don't know if that answers your question, but.
No, of course it does.
There we go. And social media.
Social media. And that's probably like, that probably huge. Comes pretty easy to you just because, I mean, we're millennials. Like
100%.
We didn't grow up with it, but we were young enough when social media started that like we've adopted it, right?
Yeah, I think it started getting huge when I was in grade like 6 to 7 and you were probably in grade what?
Like in high school.
8, 9?
I was in high school when Facebook came out.
I think I was in grade 6.
But I think I was in university when like Instagram came out. But like it's been since then that it's gotten like, I would say the past like 5 years is when it's gotten like
you're massive. Right. Huge.
People make so much money on social media and Instagram. Do you have TikTok?
I don't have. Okay, that's like another thing. I do not have TikTok. I think it's just another cool way for people to express themselves.
It really is. And I think that people get clout on TikTok. I just learned what clout meant.
Like, clout. You might have to explain clout to me. But is clout like fame?
Yeah. Right. It's like fame. Like Instagram. Like internet clout. Fame.
Right.
Like
social media. Okay. Okay. Cool.
So like if you had like 1 million followers and I was like trying to get all. Yeah. Like you'd have clout. But if I was like, oh, let's take a picture. Can you post it? Like I would be trying to get clout.
Right. So like if you, what about if let's say for some reason you met Kim K.
Okay.
And you got a picture with her.
Yeah.
And you put it on your Instagram.
Yes.
Are you trying to get clout?
Yes.
But, and what about, and then if she put it on her Instagram.
That's still me trying to get clout. She has clout already.
Right. But she has, okay. So you're just, it's basically like if you're trying to get clout, you're just using famous people that have clout.
Yeah.
To give you clout. Yeah. it sounds like a disease. Give you clout.
Coronavirus. Yeah. No.
COVID-19.
I know.
Shout out.
No. Oh my God. Is it me or is clout starting to sound like a weird word now? You know clout. When you say a word like too many times?
Like I said, it sounds like some sort of like disease.
Yo, man, I have clout. Do you have clout?
Yeah, right?
I actually don't have clout. So if anybody listening does have clout, feel free
to feel free to give me some clout. It literally sounds like I think we just renamed or redefined clout.
Yeah, I think we did. You guys heard it here first. Anyway. So tell me about like the other aspects, like the finance.
Right. Yeah. So there's,
and
I
like
mean,
supply
the,
chain.
The stuff that people don't see. I mean, there's budgeting, huge budgeting.
Right.
Finance. I mean, just as simple as merchandising the store, right?
Yeah.
And always having it, always changing it. Like, cause I can't do that during business hours. So I have to stay after and do that. And even just when you get product in, pricing it and steaming it and making it presentable to go on the floor and then putting it on the floor and like I said, merchandising, and there's that. And then,
like, does that all come kind of just with experience? Like you obviously lean on your dad for some of it to start
with. Like that's, I mean, my dad is like horrible with the whole, like, I mean the, like if he can't look at something and see if it's nice or not, like the merchandise.
Most men can't.
Right. True. And I mean, I had to work on that. I did.
Okay. Okay.
Like that's something that didn't come naturally to me all. Like not one bit.
Like, do you mean the aesthetic part of it or do
no,
you-
just like I can see like just even like the merchandising, like seeing where stuff goes.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
That's kind of what I had to work on and stuff. But like, yeah, I knew like if you're talking about the look of the store, like I knew what I wanted.
Yeah.
But the whole like business, like the business side of it, like the budgeting.
He's tossing out the air quotes again.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah. Sorry. I forget we're not on videotape.
YouTube or something. Videotape.
VCR.
Oh, you were born in the 90s.
Yeah. Right. But the whole like the books part and the finance and the budgeting and all that stuff. I mean, my dad's helped me huge on that.
Right.
Part of things, but, which is another side of it. Yeah.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break so that you can hear. I know you've been waiting for it. It's here. You're welcome. the pickup line of the day. Okay, so today's pickup line. Hey, I'm learning about important dates in history. Do you want to be one of them? Okay. If you want to stop hearing me tell these really silly jokes, then please let me know so that we can work together and you can advertise on this podcast. Okay. All right. Okay, you guys, let's get back into it here with Nick. You mentioned, like, obviously you don't just open 4 stores and go for it.
Right.
You kind of start slow and work
for
your way
sure.
up.
Absolutely.
What are your plans? Like, what's the future hold for Threads?
Right now, just.
I mean, you're still new. Like,
oh,
it's
brand
still
new.
Only 3 years old. Yeah.
Brand new. And that's what I was just kind of going to say. Like, I'm still working on establishing myself, and getting my name out there.
Right.
Just basically, that's kind of what I'm working on right now.
Yeah.
I don't have any plans on other things at the moment.
Right.
Although I have many, many things in my brain that I would like to do.
Yeah.
It's all in due time.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, I would love to expand and open more and do more, but
right.
I mean, yeah,
that's kind of like on the goal board.
Yeah.
Not
it's on the, it's like on, a... it's on the cork board for sure.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. But, yeah. So right now I'm working on establishing myself and my business and yeah, going from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there like a date that sticks out to you where you were just like when were you English, Kara? Holy shit.
No, I know. No, I don't
when...
know what you mean, but
I
know what you mean.
Trying to throw me any bone you possibly can. Like when were you like, holy, this is a thing and I'm doing this and like,
oh,
I've made it. Like not
no,
made it, but
right.
like that you were like, I actually, this is going to be my job and this is going to
yeah,
be
it's,
how
it's
I
crazy.
Make money.
It's
and
funny.
How I live.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. And it's like, I don't know if I can pinpoint a certain time that I said this because I still, like I always say, and I'll probably say till if I'm lucky enough to have it for 30 years, I'll probably say this till when I'm in my 30th year, I don't think I'm ever going to have a time that I'm going to be like, yeah, wow, this is, you know, if
yeah.
that makes sense.
No, I know what you're saying because I think people that are wildly successful are never just like, okay, I did it. There we go. Now I'm done.
And that's the,
like, you're always wanting to be better.
Right. And literally that's what I want to do on every single day. I come to work and I think, how can I make my business better today? And like I said, I think that's what I mean when I say, when I'm 30 years deep, I'm not going to be like, okay, this is top. I'm always going to want to do different or better or,
right.
you know? So, and I think that's another thing about staying stagnant. You don't want to. Yeah. So every day I come to work and there's always that unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And I just literally take it day by day and take things as they come. And I think that's what works for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that's what going to work for everybody and every business is different.
Right.
But for me and I mean, this could be something that people don't know about me, but I get super overwhelmed very, very easily.
Okay.
And I get like... I mean, I get mad anxiety too.
Oh yeah.
With like when I have like so much stuff on my plate, I just don't know where to start.
Oh my God, that's the most overwhelming feeling.
Like,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I get like that a lot. So
yeah.
So I guess I've learned that I have to just take one thing at a time, one day at a time. Keep my life, I guess, as simple as possible.
Right.
Whether it's personal or business.
Yeah.
Because I get super overwhelmed when I have like, And
me
I think lots of people are like that.
Totally. I am for sure.
And I've just started to learn how to like cope with that, I guess.
How do you cope with that?
Well, before, like in school, this is a perfect example of maybe why I didn't succeed. There would be assignments coming at me like crazy, right?
Right. Yeah.
I would avoid it all.
Yep.
Rather than taking it head on
right.
and doing it.
Yep.
Which you have to do if you're going to totally. Go to school, you have to go head on and face that stuff. And I think there's a lot that plays into why I didn't do that, because I didn't see, like I said before, like an end road.
There was no end game and you weren't passionate about
it. Right, for sure. But, and that's the thing, like most people aren't passionate about what they're taking in university or whatever. Right. Like there's some people that are,
yeah,
but, most people aren't, but
most people do it because it's just the next, you know,
the next
what
step
you're supposed to do
in life for sure. And that's exactly why I did it.
Like yeah,
it was the next step and mm-hmm. It's what I kind of had to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, how do I deal? I guess I write lists.
Yep. When you were talking about this earlier, I was just going to be like, I write lists. That's how I deal with it. And
right?
So that's so funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like if I, and honestly, like, because this is how maybe, I don't know, extreme my anxiety gets, but if there's too many things on the list, I'll get overwhelmed by the list. So it's like,
we're laughing, but we shouldn't really be, because that's tough. But
and it's like, but that, so some days it's just one thing on the list. And then when I'm done that thing, I'll write something else down.
Right.
Right. So, but, so that's kind of how I deal with it. Just keep it, honestly, keep it as simple as you can and keep life as simple as you can.
Yep.
Right.
Hey, that's a good slogan. Keep life as simple as you can.
Yeah. That's honestly like, that's when I'm happiest. And I know that now, like when my life is simple,
that's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Totally. I think that applies to everything.
Yeah,
too.
For
like
sure.
Relationships.
100%.
Like you think about like past relationships and you're like, oh, they were so hard and we fought so much. And then you're like, right. That like shouldn't
that's,
be like that.
Shouldn't be like that.
It didn't work out. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
And then, yeah. But keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Okay, well, we're pretty much wrapped up here. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. This was so much fun.
So fun.
So fun.
I had so much fun.
Yay, me too.
It was the best.
Thank you. You're so welcome. Where can people find you?
You can find me in Threads.
I mean on Instagram.
No, I know. No, oh, okay. I was just kind of being funny.
Oh, okay.
I knew what you meant. No, but yeah, Threads at ThreadsBC. ThreadsBC, B as in Bob, C as in Charlie.
B as in BC as in British Columbia.
Yeah. Yeah, that too. ThreadsBC, Insta.
What's your website?
ThreadsTrailBC@gmail.com. No, that's my email. ThreadsTrailBC.com.
ThreadsTrailBC.com, people. And you can find me on Instagram.
What's Kara's Instagram?
Yep. At That Pretty Good Podcast. And my personal account at Cara DiBella. Toss me all the clout that you would like to.
I'm open to all of it.
Any and all of it. Well, maybe not all of it. I don't want you guys like hating on me, but
right.
You know, any press is good press, right?
Any press is good press.
We'll see. If you like this episode, please share it online. Tell your friends, tell your mom, tell my mom, tell everybody. And I will talk to you guys next week. Be good. Bye.